Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104, and this week the shortlist was revealed for the Choice Music Prize. Here to discuss is Stephen Byrne of Golden Plaque. Hello.
How are you doing, Louise?
So the event is going to take place on the 7th of March in Vicar Street. We'll hear most of the winners on the night, but we've gotten Song of the Year and Album of the Year. We've also two others which we'll talk about in a minute, but let's start off with the Song of the Year and Album of the Year. Who has been nominated?
Well, there's 30 places up for grabs, and they have been nabbed by 18 acts in total, which is, I would have liked more people to get nominated.
Yeah, me too.
It would be nice to get more people nominated, but bit of doubling up, and 22 of those spots went to 9 people. The big winners are CMAT, Lancome, Jazzy, and John Francis Flynn, who all got 3 nominations, and then Keen the Crow, Soda Blonde, The Scratch, Hozier, and Kojak got 2 each, which is a fairly decent haul considering.
It's amazing, and it's I suppose, to be fair, it is a hard job to go through everything that's been happening all year and try and whittle it down to these finalists as well, because everybody is amazing. It's all, and I'm not just saying that, I'm not just kind of saying it just to sound good, but the music is unreal at the moment that's coming out from Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, there's 250-odd plus albums come out last year. Obviously, I would do a playlist every Friday of new Irish music, and there was at least 2,000 singles last year. So there's a lot of stuff to listen to. It's impossible to kind of give everybody that deserves a nod a nod. It's not feasible. But it was a fairly strong year. Lancome made their best ever album.
Go Dig My Grave.
And CMAT did a great album. There's loads of people that did good albums. Jazzy broke records with her single, most streams song by an Irish artist in the UK. This is the top 30 most streamed songs in the UK in general, which is absolutely amazing. And loads of people had great albums. The Scratch had a great album. Keen the Crow had a great album. Loads of deadly stuff going on, you know.
Is there anyone you would have included that wasn't included?
Yeah, I mean, look, if there was only 10 good albums every year and there was nobody upset, it wouldn't be really worth having it. So I think Keen the Crow probably has a right to be grieved. He went to number one with his debut album. Travis Nels broke sales records for Irish hip-hop back in January. The Mary Wallopers had a really good album. David Holmes' first album in 20 years, pretty much. And Nilo's second album was really good as well. I think they all had a good right to feel a bit unloved this year. But look, I'd say most people say 8 out of the 10 albums that are there, they couldn't really complain with. And there's a few people that maybe names that people haven't heard before, like Rachel Lavelle and Ezra Williams, who that's a great platform for them and it's well deserved.
Absolutely. So then we move on to Breakthrough Irish Artist of the Year and Irish Artist of the Year.
Okay. Now, they introduced these extra prizes last year. I think we all kind of gave them the benefit of the doubt. We looked at them, we were like, well, there's a lot of stuff over here. I'm not sure what's going on here. I think they kind of maybe need to tighten up the parameters of each one. I think it probably would have been better off doing a new artist and saying, if you've released music in the last 5 years, you count. If you're longer than around that, you go into the artist of the year kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I would say you can't really complain about the artists of the year. CMAT, Keen the Crow, Hozier, Jazzy, Lancome, they've all had amazing years whether their album got in or not, they've all sold millions of tickets and streams and all that kind of stuff. They've all been on telly all over the world, doing loads of great stuff. Breakthrough artist is John Francis Flynn, The Scratch, can't recommend that down. Oxen, which is a super group, a couple of guys from Lancome, Katie Kim, and two of the chaps from Percolator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe some people might have been a bit surprised by that because they already had an established profile, so it wasn't as hard for them to kind of get people to look at their album as it would be for some of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people like, say, Kingfisher, who went from playing Whelan's once to watch selling out two nights in the Olympia, could maybe think, well, hey, what do I have to do to get into this? You know, how can you do much more than that? Travis Nelds, Gurrier's had a great year as well. Abby Kulabali's EP, absolutely fabulous as well. They could have had a nod for it. But, you know, Jazzy deserves to be there. 49th and Main had a great year. They deserve to be there as well. It's kind of hard to complain too much. Maybe there is scope maybe to make it 10 nominations for each of them some years. But I suppose some years there wouldn't be that many people you could put there, you know?
But this is the thing, like, as we were saying, the people who have been nominated deserve to be there as well. It's just, it would be nice to have, I suppose, more. But, like, we always want more, don't we?
Yeah, we always want more. absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea that they extended the number of awards and stuff like that. There's probably scope maybe to put in one or two extra ones or fiddle around with the criteria to kind of tighten it up. But I think that'll all get sorted out in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then Classic Irish Album last year was Sinead O'Connor who won it, and it was amazing because she was there.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Loved the speech. She gave everyone the finger when she was walking off.
Yeah.
So it was kind of an iconic moment that was captured by all the photographers. That's a kind of unknown quantity. You only kind of find that out on the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely little thing. I mean, it's so nice that Sinead won it, but then, unfortunately, what happened afterwards happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be nice if they... I think they should change the name of it to the O'Connor Classic Album for going forward.
But I would hope
they might do something, because we did lose a lot of people last year that were big in the Irish music industry. So I'm hoping they might have a little moment for them during the show as well. That'd be nice, you know.
That would absolutely be nice. But obviously, we're going to have to wait until the 7th of March to find out who the winners are. So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always the best night out in the Irish music calendar.
Mm-hmm. Lots of live music as well on the night, which is always good.
Yeah, it's usually about 8 or 9 bands playing 2 or 3 songs. It's always a great night to go to. I would highly recommend people to buy tickets. You get to see lots of bands, but probably some you haven't heard of. It's always good, like, if you talk, I like Kojak, but I'm not sure if I'd spend the money to go and see him. Go and see him. Those two, you get a good flavour of what it's all about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, 7th of March in Vicar Street. Stephen Byrne of Golden Plaque, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thanks very much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.